there's a sort of methodology that I have created through the culmination of my studies and my observations of poetry and what it means to be a griot. So that's in a curriculum that I've created myself, which is a 2-day course and an 8-week course. Mm-hmm. And it was inspired by, in terms of spirituality, it's inspired by the phases of the moon, which have different meanings, you know. And if we look at, there's a really huge a resurgence of, there's many religions on the planet. And then you have like New Age spirituality, which I guess came out of the 60s and 70s and the hippie movement. And then now there's these, we don't even know how to call it. Like, we're really coming into a time of new language, really creating new definitions and new terms. But there's been this resurgence coming back to paganism and this idea of, like, you know, even in Poland, in early medieval, even pre-medieval, like, when we were first on the land and coming out of Africa and even just spreading, we were honoring the earth cycles. So we were looking to the moon and to the sun, and we were working with the land, and we were honoring the weather patterns and honoring the cycles within us, which, in my opinion, we've strayed from quite a bit in our industrial revolution, in with technology and with the way the world is set up now. So this my course being influenced or inspired by this phase of the moon, which is in the crescent shape. So this is right after the new moon, when the moon is completely covered in darkness, and they say at that time that's when any kind of darker or shadowy sort of aspects of ourselves are brought to light and we can see them more clearly. And then in the crescent, right after that, in the next couple of days, is the crescent period, and this is when you just start to see a little sliver of the moon. And this sliver of the moon represents the pioneering of new ways, of new inventions, of new systems, of evolution, really, of like moving our culture and our humanity forward. So it's really my curriculum, or my courses. The 2-day one is called At the Frontier. It's really just an offering. It's a way for creatives from many disciplines to begin to create a culture together where we belong, where we are not just the other or the artist, the struggling artist, but that we are in a thriving community. And there are methods and ways of grounding ourselves as artists and also working with the cycles. And the third thing is, to be a pioneer, to be someone who is trying new things and taking risks, you have to take, I'm going to say it, bloody good care of yourself, you know, on a holistic level, on a physical level, on a mental level, because it's a big bad world out there, and one needs to really take care of their health if they're going to stick around and create social change. So in my lifetime, or in my many lifetimes, especially in the past 8 years as I've done this work, I've encountered many burnouts and just come to a place where I've given and given so much, and I just can't keep giving. So yeah, so many times I've burnt out, and I think we all have this experience where we get caught up in life and we are pushing ourselves, and actually the outside world is asking us to push ourselves. And we just get to this point where the body breaks down and we become symptomatic, and the body is giving us these signs that is saying, hey, slow down. Just take a second, you know? So I have in the last 8 years gotten into the practice of juice cleansing. Mm-hmm. So every couple of months I do a 2-day juice cleanse just to give my digestive system a rest and the ability to just still be nourished by really delicious green and vegetable juices, but not have to do the work of churning the stomach and digesting. And there's many other practices that go along with a detox like that. And I think that's really important, is this idea of purification, which I've been reflecting a lot about, how that idea is across many different cultures and religions, and especially in Catholicism, which I grew up with, you know, this idea that you need to purge of your sins or purge of your the things that have stacked up and kind of confused you along the way. And I've experienced many times this sense of renewing myself and rebirthing and feeling like I'm starting again on a fresh, clean slate. And it's given my work a tremendous amount of revitalization and energy. So I that also has a part in what I teach.